Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 21st of September. The Growth Industry of Condemnation. Even before his death, the Apostle Paul lamented that the whole Gentile church had turned away from him and from his gospel. This departure from the culture of agape was formalized by the early church fathers who rejected the Holy Spirit as the new covenant, replacing the command to walk after the Spirit with ascetic ordinances and regulations. Paul noted the ministry of this alternative and carnal gospel, writing, "These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, that is literally will worship, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh." The early church leaders formalized the carnal gospel, presenting it as the truth. They promoted asceticism as the means by which so-called Christians could be made holy through transcendence, thereby denying the power of the Spirit and the cross. Transcendence refers to the quality of excellence that surpasses some objects below it, as human nature transcends the irrational creation. Their self-righteous pursuits even led to the promotion of martyrdom as necessary for entry into heaven. The reinforcement of the carnal gospel substantiated the power of church leaders, generating an entire economy driven by condemnation and self-righteous endeavors. These carnal pursuits, including the confession of sins to a leadership figure in the church and the granting of absolution, are driven by the fear of death. They do not belong to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Concerning the Spirit, Jesus said, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." The conviction of the Spirit endows us with grace, which enables us to both see our sin, to own our sin, and to seek repentance. The Spirit helps us to be accountable for our sin and joins us to the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, through which we are not only delivered from our sin, but are able to fulfill the will of God and become the righteousness of God in Christ. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, Colossians chapter 2 verse 23, John chapter 16 verse 8, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. For further study, Colossians chapter 2.